Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sarah Heiner is here. Sarah, I know, I'm excited too. Settle down. Sarah's here too. Sarah is the she's the chief cook over and bottle washer and the CEO, and she has, it's a small business, folks. You know, we all do a lot of different things. She's the president and CEO of Bottom Line Publications, second generation leader of that wonderful American publishing company that I like telling you about. They still do print. They also do online, but I'm so proud of their business model, and they've been able to continue it successfully in the 21st century. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication. Also, their Bottom Line annuals, the yearbook, and the there's a brain book, and there's one for women, and I'm working on with them on one for men, trying to get that one out one of these days. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. You know, it's so funny. I always like to say chief cook and bottle washer. I can go in a day, and you do this too. I go from, like, talking about, you know, what's the latest financials, and then suddenly I'm in a meeting doing the layout for the publication, and then I'm looking at copy for our latest book. Like, the way that the owner of a business has to jump from one to another, like, I laugh at myself every day, and then I pat myself on the back and go, wow, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Well, for me, I hang the phone up from cutting a deal with a sponsor, and somebody says, hey, we need you to go change the water bottle out in the water cooler.
Oh, I do that too. My office is near the front door, and we have the doors locked, so the doorbell rings when lunch gets delivered, and I'm running up front for that too, signing for FedEx.
Exactly. Yes. So, all right, let's get into some business here. Clever strategies for ending bad habits. Do you have any bad habits? You've convinced me that you're perfect.
I have to ask my family. I'm sure they'll come up with about 27 bad habits. But everybody has bad habits. You just don't realize it because it's just you.
Right.
And you're used to thinking about what you do. I think one of my worst bad habits, frankly, is I interrupt people. It drives my husband crazy. But everybody has bad habits.
I never do that.
No, they just interrupt you with thinking that you want
exactly
to hear what they have to say.
I don't know
what they're thinking.
Thank you.
But in all seriousness, we all have bad habits, and some of them we really do need to change. And it could be anything. It could be, you know, something that's affecting your life, like if you interrupt people around you, then they don't want to be near you. And it could simply be you keep intending to exercise or you keep intending to quit smoking, but you don't because you don't think about it in the right way.
Or you keep intending not to eat ice cream at night, things like that. I mean, not that I would know anybody who does that. But
One of my bad habits is potato chips, but we won't talk about that. Then I exercise. Anyway, we interviewed a guy named James Clear who wrote a book, Atomic Habits. And this guy was in a coma when he was in high school. He got hit by a baseball bat, was in coma for years or for a long time, and he had to crawl his way back and really focus on new behaviors and new habits in order to heal. Like, phenomenal.
Wow.
Years later, he actually was a college athlete, totally came back from where he was. And a couple of things that he needed to do. Number one, and I thought this was so fascinating, change your identity. So he could not view himself as a guy with a brain injury or a guy who was sick. He had to view himself as a college athlete or whatever it is you want to be. So if you say you want to start running and you go, well, I don't know if I can. No, you say I'm a runner.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say I'm planning on it or I'm thinking about it. Or if you're trying to quit smoking, you assume that new identity. Someone says, do you want a cigarette? Instead of saying, I'm trying to quit, say, I don't smoke. What a difference in that language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't smoke versus I'm trying to quit. One's soft and weaselly versus one is a declarative statement. No, that's who I am. I don't smoke. Oh, that's huge. I think another really big thing is don't focus on goals. You go, like, I want to run the marathon. I said, I want to run every day. We're like, we're so all or nothing in this culture that we set these ridiculous goals for ourselves, and then it's overwhelming and we can't achieve it. So start with.
But how do you juxtapose that against setting some expectations for yourself?
Well, it's fine to have expectations, but if you're trying to change your habit, you have to start with small bites.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So instead of like, I'm going to run 45 minutes today, it's like, let's start with getting out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone says, I'm going to run in the morning. I'm going to exercise in the morning, and they don't do it. Well, I exercise in the mornings, and the first thing I promise you, the hardest thing to do, is get out of bed when that alarm clock gets off.
Yeah.
Once you're up, you're moving.
Folks,
so you make
six,
that first
six
step
clever strategies for any bad habits is part of the current Bottom Line Personal magazine. I encourage you to check it out. We're going to take a quick break and right back with more from our good friend Sarah Heiner of Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.